Even during the darkest times in human history, God spoke to people. He promised to reach down from heaven and give mercy to sinners by making a way for them to be with him forever. On one such occasion, years before Jesus came to earth, God spoke to his servant Jacob in the most amazing dream. In his dream, Jacob saw a great ladder that stretched all the way up to heaven. Angels were climbing up and down each step, freely moving between heaven and earth, and God stood high above the glorious scene. He reminded Jacob of his promises, and that one day he would send the Messiah to bring salvation to the whole world. And when the time was just right, Jesus came. Yes, God himself came to live among mankind. He came to serve, not to be served. He came to give up his life as payment for many. Just days before his death, Jesus comforted his disciples, saying, "Do not be troubled. Although I am leaving you for a time, I go to prepare an amazing place for you in heaven, a place where you can be with me in sweet peace and constant joy." Jesus continued, "Don't worry. I will not be gone forever. When my perfect paradise is complete, and when the time is right, I will return for you. And I will be your king, and you will be a part of my kingdom for all eternity." The words he spoke were beautiful, but his disciples did not understand. Thomas asked, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" They were troubled at his announcement that he would soon depart, and they were even more confused and upset that they did not know the way to where he was going. Jesus calmed their fears by telling them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Then Philip, one of his other disciples, excitedly said, "Show us the Father. Show us God, and that will be enough." Jesus replied, "How long have I been with you, and you still do not know who I am? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." And Jesus did just as he said he would. He died in order to build a bridge between earth and paradise. He died to make a way for all of mankind to be saved from sin and death, and to be brought into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus truly is the way, the truth, and the life.
Well, good morning. We're going to start a new series today called Confidence, Being Confident. And today we're looking in particular at what it means to be confident in the good news. Well, what is the good news? The good news is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That Jesus died for us and is alive so that we can be in the best relationship with him and live with him forever. So what does this mean for us? How does this mean that we live out our lives? Well, last Sunday, I asked a few friends if they could just sum up what it means for them, and here is what they said.
Jesus is very much the center of my life, so that everything that I think and do is actually centered on him, and gives me a real sense of what life is all about.
It means to me that Jesus is what I should revolve my life around, and that I should put him first and always trust him.
Knowing that there is hope in God, who loves us and who forgives us and is gracious towards us in this crazy world that we live in.
To me, Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life means that Jesus is how we become closer to God and the purpose that he has for our lives. I think that many of us are always searching for what we are meant to be doing and where we are meant to be. And I find it comforting to know that He is not only the path where we kind of fulfill what God has planned for our lives, but to know that He's also there with us along each step of that. And there's the scripture in Psalms, I believe, that says, whether or not I settle on the far side of the sea, your hand is always there to guide me. And I think God kind of preparing us for the journeys that He might set us on and knowing that Jesus will be there.
How about a round of applause, and thank you so much to Brian and Josh and Janet and Steph. There's so much great stuff in there, isn't there? But let's just unpack for a moment what it means for Jesus when Jesus says He is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, Ben is going to come up and help me, if that's all right, Ben. I want you to try and find where north is. This is a compass. I'm absolutely useless at directions. So just twiddle around. You've done this before by the looks of things?
No.
Well, you're much better than I am. And I think, brilliant, round of applause for Ben, thank you very much. So we know that north is this way, so I want everyone to stand up for a moment. And if north is this way, can you all point to where south is, all face south? And now face east. Never eat shredded wheat, come on, never eat shredded wheat. So east this way, west. Southwest, north, northeast, back to north, and sit down. Lovely. Thank you very much. When we know where north is, we can work out where everything else is. Jesus is our true north. If we know the direction to Jesus, everything else takes its place. Wherever we are, whatever situation we face, we know the way to Jesus, and we know that He is the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Now, I think most of you know that Tom Wilkins and I are barristers, and most days in court, we have witnesses who swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And sometimes they do. And it's because we want witnesses who are trustworthy, honest, and reliable. And this is what Jesus is. He's trustworthy, honest, and reliable. So when He says that He dies for our sins so that we can be in a right relationship with Him, we know that that is true. When He says He is the only way to salvation, we know that that is true. Now, we live in a society, don't we, where many people say, my truth is the only truth that matters. What I say is true because it's true from my perspective. But Jesus says He is the truth, not a truth. He is the truth, and His truth lasts forever. So Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, Jesus is life. There's a brilliant book called Unreasonable Hospitality, and it's a book about a restaurant called 11 Madison Park. This is an incredible restaurant. It won 3 Michelin stars, and it was voted the best restaurant in the world in 2017. And the food was absolutely amazing. But it was the best because it was more than that, because it offered unreasonable hospitality. Let me give you some examples of the kind of thing that they did. There was a family who had never seen snow before, and there was a lot of snow. They'd be longing to see snow. So after dinner, to their surprise, they arranged this incredible sledging outing for them in Central Park. There was another couple who were really disappointed because they'd had to cancel their holiday to the beach at the last minute. And so they changed one of their private dining rooms into a beach. They filled it with sand, they got Mai Tais in, and they got beach chairs in. There was one diner who found that they were missing their mobile phone. So they traced their taxi and returned it to them. Life in all its fullness comes from heaven. And we know that Jesus has gone ahead of us to heaven, to his Father's house, where there are many rooms to prepare a place for us, to welcome us with unreasonable hospitality, because he knows what we're longing for. It might not be longing for snow like that family, but he knows what we're longing for. He knows what disappointments we faced. It might not be about missing a beach holiday, but he knows the disappointments that we faced. He knows what's gone missing from our lives. It might not be the misplacing of a mobile phone, but he knows what's missing. And he offers us life in all its fullness now. Unreasonable hospitality from heaven. Heaven is not just for when we die. Someone once said, it's not just about pie in the sky when we die. It's about cake on your plate while we wait. Jesus unlocks the fullness of heaven for us now too. So this is good news that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's good news that transforms us, and it's good news that transforms how we engage with the world. And the world is crying out for us to engage with it. Hands up if you're a fan of Coldplay. Quite a few people. Hands up if you went to Glastonbury this year. Not many, not anyone actually. I won't ask for a hands up if you went to Glyndebourne instead. Little term for it. Hands up if you've heard a Coldplay song that was released for the first time this year called We Pray. Quite a few hands going up there. There is this incredible lyric in the song that goes, and so we pray for someone to come and show me the way. This is a secular band that is expressing the heart of a generation that is desperately longing and seeking for a way. They want someone to come alongside and show them the way. And we know the way. We know the way and the truth and the life. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so there's an invitation this morning to all of us to step into the confidence that Jesus, the way, the truth, the life brings. It's great, isn't it, that we can start this series at an all-age service, because this is an invitation for all ages. There is no such thing as the junior Holy Spirit. This is an invitation for all of us to be confident, to tell people of the transformation that Jesus brings to us. Why don't we stand and we'll pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the way, the truth, the life.